my name's Zoe Belanger, so it's spelled Z-O-E. B-E-L-A-N-G-E-R. I'm giggling because I just said Z over there, and they're like, what? Yeah, Canadian thing to call it Z instead of Z. So that's my name, and my title is Mine Operations General Foreman.
So you led us through a tour of the mine earlier, and we were talking about this a little bit. I think for some folks, if you've never been down in a potash mine, it's not quite what you expect, especially one that's as developed as the Allen mine is. So talk about just kind of that experience for someone when they get down there and all the different tunnels, and there's a lot going on below the surface, isn't there, Zoe?
Yeah, there is. I think, like you said, most people are surprised because, you know, it's warm. It's fairly well lit in the big open areas. It's big and open. It's dry. I think what people have in their minds of a mine is very different from that when you experience a potash mine for the first time. The tunnel's very extensive, right? We're talking about like 18 kilometers by 14 kilometers wide of like just our sprawl. So like the tunnels themselves, like it's like 144 kilometers. Sorry, I don't know what that miles. you're probably like just like I don't know. Okay, but it's a lot. That's a lot of tunnels, and people are always like, how do you know where you're going, Zoe, driving around here? But there's only so many paths you can go, and we eventually got out to the bore face there, and you know, panel belts along the way, taking that ore back to the shafts, and then eventually arriving at that bore face where we got to experience being with the bore operating crew, and even some of you guys got to sit on the seat and produce a little potash for us today, so that was awesome.
I get paid for that, right?
We'll give you a check on the way out, right? Yeah.
just talk about the production process. Take us through kind of how this, you know, from start to finish. And I know that's a bit of a long process, but, you know, if you can, just kind of take us through the process of producing that.
Yeah, so, you know, the first step in producing it is, like, having a good plan on where you're going. So, like, we have a whole team that just does that, the look ahead. Where should we be heading these borers? And then once we get those borers to that place, making sure that we have the crews trained up to the level that they need to be and that they're out at the face and they're running that equipment, getting the ore or potash and right onto through the bore, onto the belts, and how that goes all the way back through our kind of bins and then up to the shaft and over to the mill process. So it takes a big team in order to support all of that. So we have mine operations, we have all of our different trades in order to react to equipment being down and keeping it reliable. And then mine captains that are up here making those adjustments on our belts and bores and making sure that we can get as many tons safely out of this mine every shift that we're here.
You use the word safely, and I was getting ready to go to safety because it was a big emphasis for you and your team while we were here today. It's not just for us, I assume. I assume it's for everybody, right?
It's for everyone, yeah. So that's, you know, I think why we have a lot of retention with Nutrien is just like we are so safety focused. Everyone can really feel good that, you know, we're doing the best. We're looking out for each other, and getting home safe every day is a motto that everyone holds really near and dear. We're always trying to make sure we have those conversations, engage everyone in that, and that's what we did today on our tour, right? Talking about those hazards, making sure you were aware of what we were looking for just in case there was a bit of a miss on our part, then you knew. Yeah.
I think what's interesting too about the mine itself is there's two shafts. There's the service shaft and the production shaft. And so, you know, thinking about getting in and out and getting all that equipment in and out. And you were talking about this a little bit on the tour, how, you know, getting those borers and stuff down there initially, it's all going to go down disassembled. And then you have a whole crew here to put stuff back together once it's down in the mine. And I mean, that process in itself is quite fascinating.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a whole team, the shaft crew that and engineers kind of that support before that step and making sure we have the lifting plans on how those components are going to be broken down. We work with our manufacturers to make sure, you know, these are our dimensions of our shaft. We need to be able to make this work and get it down there. And then our crews underground, like you said, that go into reassembling it. It's just interesting to see that, you know, small diameter of a hole for the shaft and that everything we seen down there had to go through that. Yeah.
Talk about the production daily of what goes in and out of here.
Oh, yeah, like production numbers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like a good shift here at Allen is, so that 12-hour period is 15,000 tons, like raw ore tons from the mine side. So about a third of that is the milled finished product tons. So that's for that 12-hour period. So you can just times that by two for, you know, their 24 hours, so 30,000. And in order to get that, it's really, you know, it takes all that team collaboration of being able to set them up for success. So having good plans and having that mine captain make really wise choices in our control room to make sure that we're efficient with every shift. And a big part of, you know, the change in that all is through tele-remote and automation, being able to take advantage of some time that we used to not be able to operate over, you know, lunch breaks and cross shifts, that now we can. So
I'm curious about the type of person that you employ down in the mine. What are you looking for? What types of people are doing the work here?
Yeah, I feel like the biggest thing is having somebody that is willing to learn, to be able to absorb a lot of our company culture, and learn our different equipment at a quick rate. The onboarding process is quite extensive, but we have just recently made a shift from not really requiring people to have that full like heavy machine equipment operating experience. Now we'll hire people that don't have that background, and you know, we've seen huge gains by having that, a person that maybe didn't come from that traditional background of you know, farming or oil and gas. You know, now we have people that, you know, just come from other avenues, and it really makes us a little bit more well-rounded, especially when it comes to how we tackle things safely, having those different perspectives. So we really are pushing towards trying to have operating crews that are a reflection of our communities that we see, right? Having that diversity, and we'll continue to just try to make change in that. Yeah.
You brought up some interesting facts when we were down there as well, talking about just, you know, how much of the world's potash is right here in this area of Saskatchewan and the multiple nutrient mines and more. And you were talking about, you know, we're a kilometer below the earth and how all this formed and more. And I think that's quite interesting to think about as well.
Yeah. So maybe just to like try to go over that all. So, here in Saskatchewan, we're super fortunate that we have this potash deposit basically anywhere on the southern half of the province. And how that came to be, was that, salty sea 380 million years ago, you know, roughly. And Saskatchewan at that time, it needed it to be, you know, that warm kind of climate. And that's not what Saskatchewan can get quite cold nowadays. So through plate tectonic modeling, it showed us that, you know, it was south of the equator, kind of roughly where Peru is today. And that's where this deposit happened. And it allowed for that salty sea to be kind of closed off and for this the evaporite minerals to start to be deposited. And it's a huge deposit. Like I said, world class deposit, and then be above that, kind of just went through being like an ocean environment, inland and outland, so we just have sedimentary rock above us. But yeah, 380 million years. So like I said today on our tour, you were the first people to be standing where we were today, which is pretty cool to think about, whereas before it was before the dinosaurs. Yeah.
What's your favorite part about working for Nutrien and working here at the Allen Potash Mine?
Yeah, I say the people are like my favorite, what keeps me here, right? Like having coworkers that are always, have the best intentions for the company and for each other. And being able to go home every day is a really unique opportunity in mining. Coming from that geology background, you know, being in camp kind of lifestyles before, it's so nice being able to go home to your family, have that work-life balance, and then have this great set of coworkers here that are always wanting just to make change in this space and make it safer for each other. So I think that's what keeps me coming back.